This is 5 minutes. The prophetess in the beginning, episode 04. So we are talking about the beginning. It's beautiful what's happening here, and I know that every information you're receiving is not just information, it's revelation that is coming to you. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we are digging all this gold. And all this gold is coming from one particular place. Genesis 1:1. Thank you, Mother Ida. We're singing in the background. Check First Love Music and you can find the story of the master seed of the kingdom. Okay. It says in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then when you go for message, another version of the Bible says, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. First this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. So the visible and the invisible, God created them. So we pick the word beginning and we're examining it, because we realize that in the beginning means time. Beginning means time, and that means that creation then is a function of time. Creation is a function of time. What are we saying? We're saying that Genesis 1:1 is when time began. Genesis 1:1 is when time began, and therefore everything created is subject to time. Let me say it again. Everything that was created is subject to time, because time, it began and then things were created, and therefore time exerts a certain pressure, a certain power, a certain control. Time rules, time reigns in creation. Oh, are you getting me? So time controls or rules over everything that is created, and therefore, so far as you are not the creator, then you are affected by time. It means time is ruling you. It means time is controlling you. And time will determine what happens to you. Time is very, very powerful. So I took the liberty to look at what time means in the scientific world, because I know that Newton had some laws, physics laws related to time. But in 1905, Albert Einstein, I'm sure that you heard of Albert Einstein, who doesn't know Albert Einstein? So Einstein had a theory of special, it's called special relativity. And it's one of the most important theories in the field of physics. Yes, it's one of the most important theories. Why? Because special relativity deals with time, space, and matter. MATTER. Time, space, and matter. And the theory is quite heavy, so let me say it in the way that the child would understand. Then later we can go in depth into it and see if we can glean something out of it. But this is how they explain it for a child. And I'm not saying that you won't get me if I say, but I'm doing it because some people are not scientists. I mean, science based here, but at least you can understand what It's a saying, okay? So he's saying that there is, listen to what he says. It says there is he was trying to explain how speed affects mass, time, and space. How speed affects mass, time, and space. So it says objects without mass must move at the speed of light, and therefore movement and time are connected. The faster you move through space, the slower you move through time. So that if you could move at the speed of light, you would not experience the passage of time at all. So we'll have to come back and then I will explain a little bit of it. But when you look at how he explains it, then you understand that he was in connection. Time is connected with creation, and you are blessed to be part of this creation. Oh, say amen. You are blessed. Please come back for more.